Welcome back to JR Morning on a Thursday, a.k.a. Friday Eve. And the ideal of the American dream has long been tied to one powerful image: owning a home, putting down roots, building a better future for the next generation. But in Michigan today, that dream feeling increasingly out of reach. Rising costs, higher property taxes, and first-time homebuyers now averaging age 40. House Republicans are now pushing a plan they say would significantly cut property taxes and make home ownership more affordable. And joining us to talk about the proposal, the broader housing crisis, and what it will take to restore the dream of home ownership, Representative Bill G. Schuette of Michigan's 95th District. Bill, good to talk with you again.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
I was looking at the op-ed that you had in the Detroit News, and you connect home ownership directly to the American dream. Why do you believe that the dream feels increasingly out of reach for many Michiganians today?
Well, you know, absolutely. And I think if you think about the American dream, it's about making sure that your children's lives and your life can be better tomorrow than it is today. And you know, home ownership is so key to that because it's, you know, where you lay your head. It is, for many people, myself included, the most valuable asset that they own. And it tends to grow and appreciate over time. And what we've seen, unfortunately, in the state of Michigan is that it's too expensive to own a home. It's too expensive to live in your home. And that's undermining directly the American dream.
I mean, many younger families, Bill, say they're doing everything right. You know, I'm working hard, I'm saving money, but I just still can't afford a home. What's broken in the system?
Well, there's a lot of things that are broken in the system. For one, $100,000. $100,000 to every single new single-family, multifamily home build is regulatory cost. And that's coming directly from the government. And that's why yesterday, I'm really glad we passed through the State House some basic procedures that say, hey, you know, you have, if the government doesn't get you your permit in time, if they don't meet their own deadlines, you get your money back for that permit. That's a big shift to our bureaucratic culture to help us work on making life more affordable in Michigan. But it's also property taxes. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine, works at a bank in Midland, and he said, Bill, for so many of our first-time home buyers, the cost of their property taxes is higher than the principal and interest would be. We are pricing people out of the American dream. That is wrong.
Representative Jason Rowe, thanks for joining us this morning. You really hit the nail on the head on the property taxes. I moved here from San Diego 6 years ago, and every single thing that I pay for was cheaper in Michigan, except for one thing: property taxes. I pay about 20% more, and I had a house that cost twice as much in San Diego than the one that I live in here in Bloomfield Hills. And it just goes to show you how expensive owning a home, and I don't even have a mortgage, but I still pay a pretty good amount. But, you know, another thing, too, is that this is a macroeconomic problem as well, and that is supply and demand. And one thing that has gotten harder and harder, and you spoke to it with the cost of building new homes, is we are not producing enough supply to keep up with the population growth in the United States. I mean, affordable housing is a real problem, and I talk to employers around the state that one of the struggles that they have in finding workforce is that they cannot find affordable housing in the area that they work. What other things can be done at the governmental level to try to alleviate that and get more supply?
Well, you're exactly right. I think in my neck of the woods, the Great Lakes Bay region, we're at like a 95% housing occupancy rate, and it's hard to attract people to move here when we're more expensive than California. I mean, my goodness, that's not a compelling pitch to families or to employers. We need to make it. We need to make it easier to build. Yeah.
On another topic, there is some discussion in Lansing that you're involved in. Michigan is one of two states in the entire country that still nominates candidates at political party conventions, both for the Democrats and Republicans. And two of those are Attorney General and Secretary of State. You're involved in these conversations. What are you looking to have happen, and what kind of time frame are we looking at?
Well, Jason, I appreciate you bringing that up because there's two really key things that I'm focused on in this debate. And that's one, improving accountability in our education system. That's from our higher ed to our K-12 education, and strengthening the integrity in our elections process. I mean, it's concerning to me that the candidate to secure the elections in Michigan on the Democrat side was nominated in a convention where somebody apparently voted from Montenegro. I mean, the convention process, especially on the Democratic side, is a complete mess. They have the multiple members of their own party, their leaders in their organization, calling for an audit, and they're just sweeping it under the rug because it was such a bad process. I mean, that's a disservice to the people of Michigan, and that really undermines faith and confidence in our elections. And then you talked about paying more in California. Well, we had the president of Michigan State University taking $800,000 pay cut just to get out of there, you know? So we've got to really make sure we reform the way our university boards function in Michigan, and we nominate our AG and SOS, make sure we strengthen the integrity of the process.
And then you talk about nominations. The nominee for United States Senate for Republicans, Mike Rogers. You've got a very competitive Democratic primary with Abdul El-Sayed, Mallory McMorrow, and Haley Stevens. Talk a little bit about that race and how you see Mike Rogers stacking up against one of those three candidates in November.
Well, I think Mike Rogers is definitely the fighter that Michigan needs. And you look over at the Democrat side, they are, you know, just busy beating each other up, getting farther and farther to the progressive extreme left and getting farther away from what Michigan really needs. And that's somebody who is focused on Michigan priorities, affordability, making us a better state to build your family. We're 44th in the nation in education. And all the Democrats want to talk about is a war in the Middle East and want to talk about, who's more beholden to, the radical Free Palestine movement. It's that's a really sharp dichotomy. You have one candidate, Mike Rogers, who's focused on Michigan, and you have, three candidates on the Democrat side who are focused on Israel versus Palestine.
Representative Bill G. Schuette, always a pleasure having you on JR Morning, and we hope to have you back again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Before we go to the break, I just got to bring up the finals, the NBA finals last night. You were up late. I decided to go to bed at halftime, and then when I woke up, it was like the last seconds, and I'm like, and my wife is having a fit. She says, they were down 29 points, and they came back. It was really historic. I mean, it's the largest comeback in finals history. And so they beat the Spurs 107-106. OG Anunoby was the hero. He tapped the ball in like 1 second left or 1.2 seconds left, and they got it, man. So they're up 3-1. They could win it all.
Well, I got to tell you, it was torment to watch the actual game. I think anybody would have been best off tuning in for the last 5 minutes because it was just a whooping through most of it. I twice cut away to watch full episodes of The Family Guy, came back and still found it to be a 20-point lead and struggled to stay awake. But what a finish. We're 3-1. This thing could be done soon.
It could be done on Saturday. All right, coming up the 8 o'clock hour here on JR Morning, math scores for kids still low, and it's not just because of the pandemic.